When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Marcy Sims is a CEO. She is an independent director for public and private companies. She was one of the youngest female presidents of the New York Stock Exchange. She is an author. She is a sought-after speaker. Her newest book is Leading with Respect. Welcome to the show, Marcy.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I do what I do because I put one foot in front of the other. But I had the good fortune, really, of being born into a family where my father was an entrepreneur. And I watched him start a business when I was about 9 years old. And I'm the oldest of six children. So I also saw my mother organize and plan. And I saw my father build a business. And when I joined him in the business 20 years later, he had gotten to the point where there were 11 stores in three states. So we always, as my dad used to say, tighten our belts, right? And I put that to my personal disciplines, never borrowing money, using your own proceeds from whatever your endeavors are in order to build a business. And, at the height of my involvement with the business, we did a merger. And I think that informed a lot of where I'm coming from with this book about respect.
And so you have all this life experience, both through your father and watching your mother and obviously everything else, and then growing the business. Was there always a book inside of you? Was it easy to write?
That's a really great question, because I find writing excruciating. It is a brutal discipline. And I call it a discipline because if you don't sit down every day and go at it, kind of like, you know, free weight training in order to preserve your bones, in order to get through to the end of this endeavor. So in writing, I'm usually a morning person, and I set my alarm a little bit earlier and spend the first 3-4. And if I'm really on a good vibe, I might spend 5 hours in the morning and get through something. The problem with writing, as I experience the challenge, is reading it the next day and going, what? How come I said that? That doesn't really flow. Why did I forget this? So it's a lot of second guessing, at least from me. And that's why it takes so long and why it's so brutal.
Yeah.
You need a good editor.
Appreciate that. And so did you set off with this idea of highlighting respect, or was that one that sort of emerged?
Well, you know, George, I really, so much of the decision making in my life really pivoted around feeling respected. I was always drawn towards that. I had a career before joining my dad in the business, and I must say that the time that I spent in that career, I confronted so many occasions where if it were not just being a younger person, but being a female younger worker, where I was really disrespected and felt degraded and felt ignored and unseen. And when my dad asked me to join him, I had to give it real serious thought, although I had pushed it off as a decision for a long time, because I always felt that my father respected me, and I certainly respected him. So my decision to join my family business and to stay there for 35 years was based on feeling respected. And that was also very, very important to the whole brand development of the company Sims, to have a foundation of respect to build on. Because without respect, there is no trust. There really is no healthy culture building. And people feel uncertain if they're not respected, because you don't feel seen, you don't feel regarded. And that was really a very fulfilling part of growing the business to a public company status and continuing to grow the business. We were very cognizant of the idea that in bringing someone into the company, that they were someone who had learned respect. Respect is something that you have to learn. And you learn it either from your environment, right? Or you learn it from observation and understanding yourself and how a culture creates an environment where you thrive or where you shrink. And if you have had this experience, you know and feel and can pinpoint really very specifically if a organization, if a marriage, if parenting, we can identify respect points in all of those relationships that help us build healthy organizations, parenting, and marriages.
Well, that's powerful, and I certainly appreciate it. Do you think that it strikes me that you're extremely emotionally intelligent and thoughtful, even talking about the writing process of writing for 5 hours and the next day going back and say, oh, my goodness, my whole thinking and my thought process was great, or it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then you're observing yourself as a young person in the professional world and recognizing, okay, for some reasons, I'm being not treated the way that I want. How do I shift this? Is that how you thought about it, or was it because it doesn't sound like you were a victim.
Well, I can share a story actually where I did feel quite victimized. And since that experience way back in like my third job, I realized in telling this over the years to friends, associates, and in speaking that a lot of people had the experience that I had. And this was where a boss stole my idea and did not even recognize to his boss that I had any input in the idea. Okay. So not only is that disrespectful, it's dishonest. And it is not a way in which to create any respect that I would have for my immediate superior. And that experience, actually, when that person had the opportunity, because I was actually hired by the person he reported to do my job, right? But when that person moved on to another position, the person who was immediately ahead of me and stole my idea, and I had the naivete to actually out that behavior. And so I was having to steel myself to the wrath of his anger. And as soon as he had the opportunity to fire me, he did. And as a matter of fact, it kind of was a Gary Cooper, Bette Davis moment. If you love any of the old films on AMC or streaming or anything, he came into my office and he turned the chair around and he sat like he was at OK Corral and he said, "Marcy, what are your plans here?" And Bette Davis jumped into my skin and said, "Your job." And he said, you're fired. And it really was cinematic, you know.
For sure.
And he left my office. I got up, closed the door, and I proceeded to cry my eyes out, you know, and collect my things. And it didn't help that I knew that he was having an affair with one of the other coworkers there, and that he was a father with three children. I had no respect for this man because he had no respect for himself.
So that is quite a moment. I could visualize
it. Really was. So I wonder how, in thinking about this, in having bosses steal your work, right?
Well, certainly.
Or having bosses not be judicious, or having any of the mentoring kind of impulses that create for good team building. How many people have had that experience? Over the years, in telling this story, so many people have felt belittled, made less of, ignored, and not respected. And that leads to turnover. One of the greatest things in creating a culture of respect is to understand how much money you save, because you're not always dealing with attrition. You're not always dealing with people leaving. You're not dealing with how do we explain ourselves to the new coworker.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
It all comes very organically. And so there is a monetary benefit to having respect.
Do you think that it's... So I've been thinking a good amount about kindness and how it's... I need to be kinder to myself and to other people, to my kids, just to everybody. It's not that I'm not a kind person. It's that I know that I can be kinder, and I recognize when I'm not being. And I wonder if it's very similar to respect, because I have the capacity to be respectful. I am frequently respectful, but there are times where maybe I'm not.
Yeah. Kindness is such an underrated attribute. You know, there's kindness and courage and respect and awareness. To me, kindness is akin to respect, certainly, because it is foundational. Just as respect and working for someone or being in a relationship with respect makes you feel more comfortable being yourself, when you're with or you're part of a kind. And what does that mean, really? Let's think about that for a minute. What does kindness mean? It means that if you have to make a decision, you're going to go with the one that causes the least pain, that builds on itself in a positive way, that builds on itself in a nurturing way. It's soft power, but it is powerful. It is powerful. You want to be popular in middle school? Okay, kid, I got the formula for you. Be kind.
Yeah, I think that's so well said. So, and for me, I try to remind myself if it's like a mantra or a phrase, or if it's actual, like a piece of jewelry or clothing or something like that, or something I keep in my pocket. It just is that trigger to remind myself to focus on this. Do you have anything like that? It sounds like you're having the writing process, understanding that it's a discipline. Do you view respect in a similar fashion, as it is a discipline, or?
I do believe that it is. I do. George, I could say that it's a feeling also. I mean, you know, you could have a lucky rabbit tail in your pocket to remind you of things, or tap your head, or whatever works for you. But it really becomes habit, because aren't we an accumulation of our habits? Mm-hmm. Kindness is a habit. And if you practice, it becomes something that when you go off the course of that, you feel unsettled yourself. So being disrespectful makes me really uncomfortable, whether I hear others being disrespectful, or I find myself, due to either expedience or waking up on the wrong side of the bed, or just seeing a dysfunctional organization that I've been brought in to be on the board of or something, it's a natural kick that you get once it becomes a habit. It's in the beginning, by identifying what it means, how it feels, how to draw upon it, and how to plan around it. You know, it was Taylor Swift said something I really thought was so wise. She said, just because you have a good plan doesn't mean it's going to turn out that way. Mm. Okay. And so much of that has to do with what are the ingredients of the recipe at the beginning. Now, I'm talking about a recipe for building a company, or a recipe for a relationship. If those elements in the recipe don't include respect and kindness, what you get is not what you planned for. They have to be included every step of the way. I could give an example, too. At the end of Sims, of the company, I remember walking into a meeting where I was one of three. There were 24 people, and I was one of three women in there. And that's neither here nor there. I mean, the assignment was the separation of assets, right? And the assignment of debt. And the way in which I broke through that was to give everyone my position at the start of the meeting, rather than to let it dribble out during the course of the day, where everyone was throwing barbs at each other and surprises. And it was disarming, but I think effective, because at the end of the day, most of what I had talked about at the beginning was what we wound up highlighting by the end. And the biggest compliment is when you say something, suggest something that incorporates both respect and kindness, and, if you will, justice and fairness, is that other people adapt your ideas. Don't give you the attribution, or don't say, well, as Marcy said, or something. That's okay. That means that you've hit on something that resonates, and you can bring it back on course during the conversation, as was done from 9 to 5 on that day with 24 people in the room, most of whom were lawyers and were wordsmiths and knew how to create their own reality in a second. And when I heard them saying parts of what I had said at the beginning, I knew, okay, Marcy, this was a good strategy.
We don't mind when people steal those kinds of ideas.
Yeah.
Or behaviors, specifically.
I just think, thank you. Well, does that resonate with you, George?
A thousand percent. It strikes me that if you find yourself in a position to lead with kindness and to lead with respect and to show them and to show other people, and that you recognize other people are going to respond to this. And once I realize I have that ability, it's selfish of me to not do that, and selfish of me to get caught up in, well, why don't they say, well, Marcy said this, or whatever it might be. So I think it's, I think it's a bit of a superpower.
Yeah, I think so. And if you also kind of think about what your purpose is, what is my purpose in the room today? Right? What is the, superpower is a great expression, but purpose and thinking, be prepared, thinking about how can I show respect in this situation? And what do I expect respect is going to do to improve the outcome, to the outcome that I want? And I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm really talking about full disclosure.
And that is, it's such a position. I guess what I was thinking is, you're coming from a position of power, for sure. Of what's my purpose? And, but that's something that it need not be the position that you're in, because I can do that as a husband and a dad, in really every situation.
Yes. Yes. Oh, so true. And I had that in working and being at one point during the course of my career with Sims, I had all but one of my younger siblings working in the company and basically reporting to me. My dad at that point was still CEO. I hadn't become the CEO yet. And it was really challenging to not take out some of the things I knew about them as children and use it as a cudgel to intimidate them or to make them do what I wanted them to do or that I thought was best, and to listen. So much about respect and seeing someone is to be able to really listen.
So well said. Well, Marcy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they get their copy of Leading with Respect?
Well, since this is a book that I wrote after not having written for a long time, I didn't realize how important Amazon was until a few years ago. And I would ask you to go to Amazon and please pre-order. It's dropping on August 26th.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Marcy your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Leading with Respect and on Amazon. I will make all those links or put all those links in the notes of the show. Thanks again,
Marcy. I do also have a website, the Cy Sims Foundation, so you can find some of the work that we've been doing with the foundation there at thecysimsfoundation.com.
Perfect. Well, we will put that in the notes of the show as well.
Cy was my dad's name. Actually, it was Seymour, but he thought that was
Seymour.
America is a place you can invent yourself.
I love everything about that. I do you think they're going to start making more Seymours? I feel like the production on that name stopped. Marcy.
It usually goes in cycles, this whole name thing, right? Jennifer, and then it came back 25 years later. Now it's gone again. I think that Seymour is not coming back.
Could be it. What about Marcy? I don't know if I know any. Actually, I do know a couple of Marcies.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was the only Marcy going through school. Really, how are they midlife or...
No, I know one of the parents at my 5-year-old school, her name is Marcy. So she's either a late stage millennial or a young Gen Xer. So,
oh, I'm happy to hear it. Good. Keep Marcy alive.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. So check out the Cy Sims Foundation and pick up your copy of Leading with Respect. I will put all those in the notes. Thanks again, Marcy.
Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.